الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافعي المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة للعالمين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. يقول الإمام المجدد لمن درس المعالم الإسلام الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في رسالته ثلاثة الأصول ذكر بعض أنواع العبادة. قال: ودليل الخوف قوله تعالى: فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين. الإمام محمد بن الوهاب أكثر يعني بعد أن ذكر العبادة وعرفها ذكر أنواع من العبادة. أكثر الإمام محمد بن الوهاب منشن العبادة define it, then he say he wrote some types of ibadah. من أولها قال الخوف. الخوف عبادة عظيمة. خوف عبادة عظيمة. نعم. Fear is a great worship. قد استدل على ذلك بهذه الآية من سورة آل عمران آية 175. That's why I wrote this ayah of سورة آل عمران as a proof to what he said على هذا الاتفاق من سورة آل عمران. والمقصود بالخوف هنا خوف السر. خوف السر يعني الخوف الذي يكون في القلب حتى في غيبة المخوف منه. Meaning that a person feels something even if this thing is not present, or at the absence of this thing, and if, or if this this thing or person is died. فتجد يخاف خوفه منه كأنه حاضر. You find him feeling this person like if this person is attending in front of him. This person in front of him. وهذا الخوف يسمونه خوف السر، وهو الخوف الذي لا يكون إلا من الله. And this type of fear is the, as they call it, fear, the hidden fear or the secret fear, which can only be from Allah تعالى. فأنت تخاف الله في سرك وعلنك، في خلوتك وجلوتك. This is only for Allah Ta'ala, because Allah is the only thing that you fear when you are alone, when you are at the village of evil, when because you believe that He sees you all the time, He knows about you all the time. نعم. فالله لا يمكن أن تغيب عنه ولا لحظة. Allah, you cannot disappear from him even for a fraction of a second. لا يعزب عن علمه مثقال ذرة. يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. نعم. Nothing can be hidden from him even if it is as the size of an atom. And he knows all the unseen and the heavens and earth. نعم والخوف خوف السر ليس ناتج عن الحس يعني بمعنى أنه ليس مثل خوف الإنسان من النار التي قد تلتهم البيت ولا خوفه من الإس ولا خوفه من الوحش الكافر the fear that is only for Allah Ta'ala should only be for Allah Ta'ala is not the fear which we call the natural fear that person has such as you fear the fire when it passes in the house or you fear a thief who breaks in that he might be cutting his arm or something that he might hurt you. Or you fear a wild animal. Now, this is called natural fear. So this is not haram. فهذا الخوف هو طبيعي وليس بحرام. وقد جاء في كتاب الله ما يدل على ذلك. And in the there was proof this أنه ليس بشرك أنه ليس بشرك قال تعالى كما في سورة القصص في الآية 21 الله تعالى سئل من سورة القصص آية 21 عن موسى عليه السلام قال فخرج منها النصر خائفا يترقب خائفا وصفه بأنه خائف نبي نبي من أنبياء الله الله تعالى said about موسى عليه السلام in the surah of the Qasas 21 that he left the city or the town fearing watching all around fearing what? Fearing the soldiers of Fir'aun هذا يسمونه خوف حسي خوف طبيعي so this is يعني natural natural feeling نعم وهكذا خوف من ما ذكرنا النار والأسد والحية والأس والعدو And the light is fearing the fire and fire in this world, meaning if it catches in on house or place, a building or something like that, you are in constant fear. Yeah? As well as when you fear the lion, snake, or whatsoever that comes harm, that is literal fear. Yeah? وهذا لا يضر في العقيدة لكن الذي يضر في العقيدة هو الذي يبعث على يعني فزع القلب إلى ما يريده المخوف منه من العبادات نعم and the fear which is Instead of to be ibadah, worship, that is the fear that can cause a person to give some of the worship to the one, to the thing that he fears. فخوف عباد القبور من أصحاب القبور as the feeling of those who worship the grave from the people who are buried in the grave. يعلم أنه ميت. He knows that he is dead. ولكنه يخاف الغضب يقول هذا الغضب يؤذيني they fear that if this deceased person يعني gets angry of me he might هامي. نعم، فهذا القول على شرك، من هذا لا يكون إلا من الله. This is the thing that only Allah تعالى should be feared. نعم، كما قال الله عز وجل في الآية التي تدل بها المصنف. As Allah تعالى said in this ayah, which we also wrote, آية العنوان. قال فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين. And don't fear them but fear me if you are believers. وقال في سورة التوبة في الآية 18، ونرسى الله تعالى في سورة التوبة آية، ولم يخش إلا الله. خشية هنا يعني التي تكون في السر، تكون في السر في القلب، هذه محرمة إلا لله. يعني سيدنا أنفينا الله. وقال في سورة المائدة الآية 44، أنا أرسل الله تعالى سيدنا في سورة المائدة الآية 44، فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني. فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني، يعني اخشوا الله عز وجل. And fear not the people, but fear me. And fear not the people. نعم، المقصود هنا بلا تخشوا الناس ليس هو يعني الخوف والخشية الطبيعية التي ذكرناها. لا تخشوا الناس يعني يؤذوكم كما خشي موسى، لا، هذه خشية طبيعية، لكن لا تجعلوا خشيتكم للناس تحملكم على أن تعطوهم ما يكون لله دون غيره كطاعتهم في معصية الله. So it means, it does not mean here, don't fear, when Allah Ta'ala says fear not the people, it does not mean there is no fear. Just say that Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said, he feared the soldiers of the Fir'aun. But here it means, don't fear people to limit you, taking some of the worships. نعم، هذا لا يجوز ولا حرام. ومع ذلك يقول أهل العلم أن الإنسان إذا تسلط عليه جبار وأكرهه على أن يكفر بالله، فإن حتى لو كفر فالكفر ليس معتبر عند الله عز وجل. And the people of knowledge say, even if the person is forced to declare the kufr by some of the human force by threatening him by women, if he does not say the kufr, he'll be killed. The ulama said that if he declares the kufr, he's not considered to be kafir before Allah. لماذا؟ الله عز وجل يقول إلا من أكره قلبه مطمئن بالإيمان. الله تعالى said, except for the one who is forced to say the, to speak of the kufr, but his heart is settled with Allah. إذن المسألة تتعلق بالقلب. وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان. So the whole issue is related to the heart. نعم، يعني حدثنا الأخ حسين اليومين عن مع يعني حدث حدثت مع جدي لي سنة وسنة من مستوى before 2 days ago was his grandfather and the sheikh of the طريقة الصوفية. He was passed away. نعم هذا الشيخ مات الشيخ طريق حسين مات وكان الأخ حسين يكلم يعني جده عن أنه لا يجوز عبادته وكذا فخاف جده قال لا بس أنت كل لا تتكلم فإن كان فاذا راح تنهج وزير حسين إن كان فاذا فيه وهي تعمل حسين تعرف شديد من كان قال يعني he's only human and he should not be in the ocean. So he said, just eat, just eat, just eat. وهذا عند كل العبادة القبور الصوفية if all the great worshippers and the Sufis they plant it in the heart of the people. وهذا نفسه الذي كان عليه قريش كفار. And this is exactly the same thing what Quraysh is كفار وربوس. ماذا قالوا؟ إن نقول إلا ترى بعض آلهتنا لشيء. يعني لأنه هو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أن هذه لا ليست بآلهة وليست تعبد. قالوا أغضبهم. غضبت عليه الآلهة. فهذا المرض ناتج عن They said that because the Prophet of Allah said them this person disrespected these polytheists, these polytheists falling to death, throughout falling to death, were angry. Which means that the tawaghid, the idol, so they harmed, they touched Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with harmed. Sorry? No, he was sick. They said this sickness is only because of the God, their God. And he spoke ill of them, so they revenged. And they forced Muhammad to punish him. So this type of thing is coming up today. I didn't know. It's there today. We mean Havun Ashab al-Qubur. Many of Muslims fear the buried people in their graves. نعم إذن هذا الخوف لا ينبغي أن يكون إلى الله. So this type of feeling must not be kept for Allah. ثم قال والرغبة والرغبة قال والرجاء ثم قال والرجاء and also the like of feeling is hope. ما يعلق الإنسان قلبه إلا بالله ما يعلق قلبه إلا بالله الخوف محله القلب والرجاء محله القلب والرغبة والخشية محله القلب والرغبة محله القلب والإنابة محله القلب نعم هذه كلها محله القلب All these types of worship are made in the heart. Fearing, hope, love, trust, all this in the heart. نعم ولذلك قال بأن التوكل والرجاء والرغبة والرهبة والخشوع هذه كلها لله. That's why I said that all this is for Allah. Only for Allah alone. No one should have any of this to trust. وهنا ليس معناه التوكل الذي نفهمه نحن. إذا قال الإنسان مثلا أنا أتوكل عليك بقضاء الأمر بعد الله. وهو يستطيع هذا الأمر. لو أنا أريد أن تأخذ هذا الكتاب إلى فلان، يعني you say for example to your brother I want to take this book to so and so, I'm depending on you for the benefit of Allah عز وجل. This type of trust or lending is not sure, because it is for someone who is capable to do this thing. نعم عارف كل لا يعني يتعارض مع، لأنه فيما يقدر عليه هذا الإنسان المخاطب وهو حاضر موجود لا بأس لا بأس. نعم ولكن أكمل التوكل أن يكون دائما على الله عز وجل. The best type of trust is to be always with Allah, even with the things that the people can do. So you trust, then after the trust to ask with Allah. فتوكلك على الناس فيما يقدرون عليه من الشيخ لقضاء ما يقدرون عليه من حاجات، إنما يكون بعد توكلك على الله عز وجل إيمانا بأنهم لن يقدروا على إنفاذ هذا الأمر إلا بإذن الله. Believing that they receive it, although this thing that from the people you can do, but you will not do except with the permission of Allah. وهكذا بباقي الأنواع التي ذكرها. ومن ذلك الاستعانة، استعانة وهي طلب العون، ومنها أيضا الاستغاثة الاستعادة وهي طلب العون وهو الحماية، ومنها الاستغاثة وهي طلب الغوث. ونذكر الفوارق بينها إن شاء الله، ونذكر شروط يعني وقوع هذه الأمور مع الخلق، شروط جواز وقوعها مع الخلق. These three types of worship, استعانة استغاثة استعادة, these are also from the major worship that should only be for Allah, but it can be also يعني practiced with people or with creation. But with conditions, we'll see now what these conditions are and how we can practice them with people. يقولون يقول العلماء لعلماء سير الاستعانة والاستعادة والاستغاثة ممكنة بشرط أن يكون المستعان به أو المستغاث به أو المستعاذ به حيا حاضرا قادرة. ثلاثة شروط احفظوها: حيا حاضرا قادرا. They say has to be with three conditions: that the person you seek help from or refuse with or infection must be alive, present, able to do this thing. فإذا سألت ميتا أن يعينه، أولا نعرف هذه الأمور ما هي. First let me explain to you what these three استعانة طلب العون في تحقيق ما يراد تحقيقه، يعني seeking help or استعانة seeking help to do something you want to do. هذا واحد. الاستغاثة وهذا قبل وقوع الشيء. And this before this thing can happen or this. والاستغاثة استغاثة هو هي طلب الغوث طلب الغوث من خطر ما قد وقع من خطر قد وقع تسيك استغاثة تسيك help of something of some dangers or harm or يعني that happens and you are in the middle of it whenever you are in the middle of it and we'll give examples to this. والاستعادة طلب الحماية من شيء مخوف من مخوف متوقع حدوثه من مخوف من شيء تخافه وتخشى أن يقع ما وقع بعد. As for the isti'ada is to seek the protection from something that you feel but it did not exist yet. One of the answers to that, we'll give an example. الاستعانة تكون لقضاء أمور لم تقع وسواء كانت محبوبة أو غير محبوبة أو مخوفة أو هي في الغالب تكون للمحبوبات تريد أن تعان على قضاء شيء تريد أن تقضى أو عمل seeking him is استعانة is seeking help for something that you like to do it but it hasn't been done yet you want it. مثال عندك عندك هذه الطاولة you have this thing وأنت غير قادر على حملها وحدك and you are unable to carry it yourself alone فطلبت من أخيك أنت يا عيسى ساعدني أعني في حمل هذه أعني في حمل هذه الطاولة say I'll stable I wanted to move it from one place to another but it was too heavy for you to carry alone you ask your brother oh عيسى please help me and moving this thing. هل عيسى موجود؟ Is عيسى there? Right. هل عيسى حي؟ Is عيسى alive? هل عيسى قادر على أن يقوم بهذا الشيء اللي طلبته منه؟ Is عيسى capable to do this thing that you asked him to do? إذا كانت الإجابة نعم فهذه استعانة جائزة. If the answer is yes, then this type of seeking help is permission. طلب محمد من زيد أن يعينه على حمل الطاولة لكن زيد جثة ميت ويعرف أن زيد ميت محمد آف زيد you have been carrying this table but he knows very well that Zayd is lying down dead. فهل تحقق الشرط الأول؟ Is the first condition valid? إذا ماذا نسمع له؟ What do we call it? شرط. Definitely شرط. لماذا؟ لأن إما أن يكون محمد هذا مجنون ما يعرف هذا مجنون غض عقل. It is because that Either Muhammad this is foolish mad person after this and the first body to him أو أن يكون محمد عنده اعتقاد أن هذا الجسد له خاصية على فعل أشياء عنده قوة خاصة محمد حي ليس من لا عفوا زيد حي ليس من لكن زيد غير موجود الآن. زيد هو بطل العالم بحمل الأثقال. زيد is the champion in the whole world of إيش يسموه هذا؟ ها؟ Everest. But he's not here. محمد هنا في هذه الغرفة في لندن، وزيد مثلا في ليستر أو في أنا ليستر، ولا حتى في مكان آخر. And Zayd is not here. Maybe he's in London, city like Leicester. Or he says, Zayd, عندي على وفاد. And he tries to left the table and say, yeah, Zayd, oh, Zayd, help me. I know Zayd. إما أن يكون محمد هذا مجنون، أو أن يعتقد أن زيد له قدرة على أنه يسمعه من بعد ويعطيه ما يريد من بعد، وهذا هو الشيء. إذا إذا محمد يعني خلص مان أو that he believes that Zayd has a special power to heal him from this is like that and help him from this. يعني ممكن يقول لا كلمه بالجوال. Possible that one say nobody Muhammad calls him by the mobile phone so I can hear it. That's it. هل بالجوال استطيع أن يحين أعرف علي الصوت؟ But is it with the
congratulations by you won video,
lifting the table while he is still far away. قلنا عادي شوف زيد هذا حي وحاضر. Zayd is alive and he is there physically. لكن هذا زيد اللي يتكلم عنه محمد طفل عمره سنة. But this Zayd that Muhammad came about is only a 1 year old child. هل استطاع محمد من عمر طالب؟ هل هي لفت بكلمه لي؟ قل لا. إذن لماذا يقول لنا؟ نعتقد أن له قدرة أخرى. Why he asked me this? And he believes that he has a special power. فهذا شيء. نعم. وكذلك لو طلب منه ما يكون في الآخرة. And the same thing if he asks this يعني person of what only can be in the آخرة. هذا شيء. This is also a shame. When you ask someone to do something for you in the akhirah, which Allah alone can do, this is it. مثلا يقول يا سيدي فلان كل معي في القبر عند السؤال. He says, oh سيدي so-and-so, the name of the Wali. Oh Wali so-and-so. Be with me in the grave when I'm questioned, if you question. This is tough. نعم. لأنه ما أحد يستطيع أن يكون معه في القبر إلا الله. There's no one can be with you in the grave but Allah. يعني معك معية تكليم. Stay with you not physically but by support. Giving you the answer of these three questions bringing you and calling to your heart, yeah? By providing you safety in the grave and security. هذا كله لله وحده عز وجل. It is all for Allah. ونفس الشيء مع الاستغاثة. Same thing with seeking refuge or protection. والاستعاذة استغاثة في protection or rescue, seeking rescue. استغاثة. رجل يغرق. A man thinking. He's swimming in the pool, يسبح في بركة. فغرق. ينادي يا فلان أغثني، وفلان هذا ميت أو غير موجود، نعم and he's calling oh so and so rescue me so and so if somebody is in it or someone who is not available to hear and give this kind of help or rescue. And this is based on shirk, because he believes that this person has special power. نعم من هذا هو ما يأتي إنسان يقول والله محمد أمس عمل عمل من أعمال الشرك، ما هو؟ يعني no one come and say oh محمد has committed a shirk yesterday. قلت ده كنا نسلح بال كان نسلح بالدرسة وصلنا من الكون وكاد يغرق was about to sink. فنادى المنقذ and he called the lifeguards. هذا شرك. مثل الشرك يقول لا، هل كان المنقذ حيا حاضرا؟ هل هو قال is the lifeguard alive present and able؟ نعم. إذا وأيضا إذا سأل من حي حاضر لكنه غير قادر، سأله أمور ليست إلا لله، يعني يريد الولد ما عنده أولاد يريد الولد، فيسأل من يسأل الذي عنده قدرة يعطي الأولاد وهو الله. إذا سأل الولي هذا الشرك، إذا سأل النبي هذا الشرك، يعني هي wants children. He does not have children. Who should he ask? The one who can give children. Right? And that is only Allah. And if he asks from other than Allah, then it is shirk. If he asks the wali, the prophet, whatever, it is shirk. لكن ما يفهم خطأ يقال طيب الطبيب. But don't misunderstand and say, what about the doctor? نقول الطبيب إذا وثق المريض بأن هذا الطبيب يستطيع أن يدفع عنه المرض حتما يستطيع أن يدفع عنه الولد فإن هذا شيء. We say if this person believes in the doctor, definitely can remove the sickness from him. And definitely can bring provide a child, then this is true. لكن إذا قال هذا الطبيب سبب بما أعطاه الله عز وجل من العلم والخبرة، سبب يجري يعني بعض يعني يعطي بعض الأدوية المجربة لعلها تعمل لعلها، يعني هذا إذا ليس شك. But if he says no, I don't trust that the doctor can definitely do it. But I say that if someone has medicine science and he is expert in that through many experiences, and I say, not definitely, but possibly, Allah Ta'ala, this person might be able to do this for me, if Allah Ta'ala will be. There is no shaking. أي أحد محامي مكنيك السيارات أي أحد، أن هذه إنما تكون وسائل. These are only وسائل مثل means to obtain these things or to do these things. نعم. إذن والاستعادة والاستعانة والاستغاثة، وذكر أيضا الإنابة وهي التوبة والرجوع. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم واستجيبوا له. يقول إنابة إنابة مين؟ to repent to Allah. Repentance now is one of the duties of the heart. Repentance is one of the duties of the heart. So when you repent to Allah. Repent to Allah. نعم. و نعم. ومنها أيضا الذبح. الذبح ما معناه منها الذبح؟ What is, and from these worships which should only be for Allah, but they are found practices other than Allah, then it is considered to be shirk. What can we say about the slaughtering? نحن لا نقصد هنا عملية الذبح نفسها. We don't mean the cutting the throat itself. لا نقصد السبب الباعث على الذبح. The reason for slaughtering. فإذا كان لله إرضاء لله فإن هذا لا شك جائز. أما إذا كان لغير الله فإن هذا لا يجوز. We say that it is not the action itself, but the reason why this action is done. If it is to please Allah, then this is correct, and it is not worse. It is not shirk. But when it is to please someone else, then this is shirk. قد يقول قائل لكن أنا إذا جعل الضيف أذبح من أجل الضيف نقول لك أنت تذبح من أجل الضيف لأنك تعلم أن الله أن من العبادة إكرام الضيف وأنت تذبح على اسم الله تقول بسم الله. Someone might say okay if a guest comes to me I will slaughter to please the guest. Then yeah, but you slaughter for the gift because you know that Allah Ta'ala wants, Allah Ta'ala wants from the slaves to be kind and generous to the gift. That is a worship. You are obeying Allah now. And the other thing is, you are saying, Bismillah, in the slaughter. That is for Allah. Now. What is the purpose or the reason for that? And this is as you said now, he graduated. Because he was in graduating and he wants to celebrate that. Now he is slaughtering as a way of thankfulness of Allah. And that is the only purpose he done that. And he says, Bismillah, that's okay. But if he does it just for that, he has no intention that this is a thankfulness for Allah, then that is, we can't say shirk, but that is at least a kind of innovation more than a shirk, because it was done due to purposeless. Yeah? But if he does that and he mentions the name of someone other than Allah, then this is shirk, whatever the purpose is. نعم. ونحن نرى أن الإنسان إذا رزق and we see that when the person is given a child, he slaughters.
شوتا واي has thankfulness to God, to Allah, that He gave him this child. نعم. وإذا أراد أن يتزوج يذبح لماذا؟ شكرا لله. And when you want to يعني get married on the wedding, you slaughter. Why? Just as thankfulness to Allah. The same يعني when يعني your guest, when you have a guest, you slaughter. Why? It's the thankfulness of Allah that you give you a guest, which means that you will pass the water which is the kind of gift, and that you are obeying your Lord and being kind to the gift. Now, but if you just slaughter it just for the gift, with having no intention that it is to please Allah, let me say, if he says Bismillah while he is talking safe, it is not safe. But if you say it is a mystery word because he does not intend to please Allah. But when he says he mentions any name other than Allah's name in his talking, whatsoever the intention behind his talking, this should be considered to be safe. To answer this, let me ask you first. What is the purpose of our existence in this world? To worship Allah, to please Allah. Right? What Allah Ta'ala says as in this ayah of Surah Al-An'am, ayah 162. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ وَبَرَكَةِ. Say, verily my prayer, my slaughtering, my whole entire life, my death is only for Allah. Here we say, if he does these good things with intention, with bearing in mind that this is to please Allah, then yes, he will work. If not, it is just as you said that it's a culture. Nature feeling. It is not shirk, but it's not iwan. It's not iwan. And Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu said, حَتَّى اللُّقْمَ يَضَعَ ذِهِيَ الْوَعَى فِيهِلَ وَلِيَ أَجَلَ. Even a piece of food that you feed your wife, you'll he wasn't there. That's the matter. But when, if a tanat nasiji an niya, and nata taf'al dhalika ta'ata lillah, irda'a lillah. You'll only be rewarded when you do that, when you feed your family, children, with the intention that I'm doing this because Allah pleases me. Then you are rewarded. If it is without any intention, you are not aware. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات. صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ذلك من things that are often based on faith. The deeds are only based on the intention, like reading. Now, yes. So, if you do what you do, which is, yani, not from itself, but you done it without any intention to please Allah, you're not sinning, but you're not wrong. Because the reward what you can, do. Yeah? You saw an old man having a problem with his car, and he had a flat tire. And you stopped to help him. If you have the intention to please Allah with that, and for example, this old man is Muslim, and he has right on you to, with you to help him, and you did that to please Allah, very well. You saw a car with an old man having a problem with that, and you say, and you intend, it's not necessarily to say, it's a kind of, it, and you intend that I help him so that this may lead him to think about Islam. This is really obvious. Really obvious. Now, it is based on the intention. This is the intention. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about a man from the nations who were before us. He decided to go out at night and give sadaqah to the first person he meets. Now, he wants not to be known, hidden between him and Allah, for the sake of Allah. He came out of his house at night, and he gave sadaqah. The first person he met, he did not recognize who was he, and he returned back home. In the morning, people spoke and saying that last night a prostitute was given sadaqah. We know that sadaqah is nothing even to prostitute. Prostitutes are by qualities of the people. Now he gave sadaqah, so he was sorry. He feels sorry. He was sad. He said, why? I wanted two people. Everyone in the house was a room. And then he decided next night he's going to go out and give sadaqah. He went next night. And he gave sadaqah to the first person in the house. We came back home and slept. In the morning, people spoke. Last night, sadaqah was given to a thief. The thief, robber, he decided to give sadaqah on the third night. Third night, they came out and gave sadaqah. In the morning, people spoke that sadaqah was given to a rich man. They say, rich man. And he was very sorry for that. And he slept. When he slept on that fourth night, he saw in the dream an angel came to him and said to him, why are you so sad? Was it all this done by you as based on the intention that to help people and you want the reward from Allah? Allah has given you that. Allah has given you that. Because you've done it with an intention. You intended to help the poor so that Allah Ta'ala is pleased. Now, whether or whether not it happened as you intended, the reward is there. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he came back from the Battle of Tabuk, just before he entered Medina, he said to the Sahaba, verily there are people in Medina who did not join us in this journey. They are rewarded exactly like you. SubhanAllah, they are remain in Medina. And those ones cut all this distance from Medina to Tabuk, more than 700 kilometers walking, going 700 kilometers coming in the summer, crossing the desert.
to limit that they did not find water and يعني anything to eat, they killed donkeys. You know, it was a very hard journey. But he said that these people remained in Medina, some of them were given exact reward as you. And then he explained to them one. He said they intended to come. They were serious to come out with you. But they had their own reasons why not. Some of them were sick. You know, some of them were blind. Some of them. So Allah Ta'ala dealing with us based on our heart and thinking. Before Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْثَالِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْثَالِكُمْ وَلَا تَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala does not look to your body, nor that your images, but Allah looks into the heart. Now, so we have to have the proper intention while we do this worship. Otherwise, the minimum punishment is that you are not rewarded. The minimum punishment. If it is not shirk, of course. If it is shirk or bid'ah, you're going to be punished. Now, لعلنا نأخذ آخر شيء وماي تيجي لاس كتير فهي النذر لا آخر شيء آخر شيء النذر نذر في الإسلام ليس مستحب نذر is void void in Islam is not recommended نعم لأنه كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن النذر لا يأتي بخير إن النذر لا يأتي بخير وإنما يستخرج به من البخيل وإنما يستخرج به من البخيل يسعى سلام سيد بوين doesn't bring any good doesn't change the situation but it is to get out or يعني something out of the greedy person. ما هو النذر؟ النذر أن يقول الإنسان إذا نجح ابني في الامتحان أو إذا شفي مريضي أو إذا تحقق لي هذا الغرض فإني سأتصدق لكذا وكذا من المال أو سأذبح شاة لله أو سأصلي كذا وكذا ركعة أو سأصوم كذا وكذا يوم لله. يعني he says if Allah تعالى give my son except on the exam, if my son passed the exam, if my sick person health person get cured, if I get this, if I get that, I will, for example, give sadaqah for the sake of Allah. I will slaughter a sheep for the sake of Allah and distribute to the poor. I will pray certain number of rak'ah. I will fast certain number of days for the sake of Allah. We say here, this would not change your situation. You put it in a condition. If Allah gives me this, this would not change the situation, because everything is written 50,000 years before Allah created the heaven and earth. هذا النذر لا يأتي بخير لماذا؟ لأن الأمور يعني لأن الله عز وجل كتب مقادير الخلق قبل خلق السماوات والأرض كل شيء ألف سنة فما حاجتك إلى أن تنذر كل جميل فهمت الموت يعني هل في يغير ذلك من القدر إذا ذلك الشيء يحسن لا يمكن لكن إذا نذر الإنسان يجب أن يوفي بالنذر but when he comes with vote he must fulfill it. قال الله عز وجل مادحا المؤمنين قال نعم قال وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه. في الآية الأخرى قال ويوفون بالنذر في سورة النساء ويوفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا. هي الله تعالى سير قول البليب والنفق انحبسهم لم لديفو لتفتح ليفو تلو الديفو أبي سيد. يعني إذا قال لو شفي مريض سأذبح بقرة إذا سيد معي هل توسن كيور I will start with how لا بد أن يذبح، لا بد أن يذبح إلى شفي مريض. He must slaughter if his health person is killed. وإلا هو فهو آكل. Otherwise he's killed. نعم. It does not change. It does not affect. If Allah Ta'ala has written for him, he killed, he will be killed. If Allah Ta'ala has written for him that he dies with this sickness, he will die. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بيّن لنا أن النذر لا يأتي بخير، يعني لا تنذر، لا تنذر. صلى الله عليه وسلم already said to us as in the Hadith of the Prophet of Abdullah bin Umar in Sahih Bukhari Muslim. He clarified to us that it changes the qadar, the destiny, what is written for the person. So don't need to vote. ولذلك ما يوجد حالة واحدة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم منها. And that's why there's not even one incident in the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم vote. ولا أبو بكر ولا إلا عمر في الجاهلية. إذا أبو بكر عمر before his time he vote. نعم. فلا ينبغي المسلم أن يعني يرجع للنذر. لكن متى فعل النذر وجب عليه أن يقوم به إلا إذا كان نذر معصي. فإذا المسلم مصنف يعني go to vote. But if he goes, he must. But he goes if the thing that he goes for has been given or has been given. Except if he goes with something haram. مثلا يقول لو شوف يا مريضي سأوزع على الناس صندوق خمر. He says I vow for Allah and my sick person become cured, I will distribute a box of khamr out there. ما يجوز تلبي، ما يجوز تفعله. You should not do. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من نذر أن يطيع الله فليطيعه فمن نذر أن يعصيه أن يعصيه فلا يعصيه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever vows to obey Allah then let him to obey Allah. Whoever vows to listen, fulfill this vow. الحديث رواه البخاري من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها. أن الحديث ذي الفول من البخاري أن سيرته عائشة. نعم. اختلف أهل العلم ماذا يفعل من نذر إلى المعصية. The people of knowledge has different opinions on what should this person who bowed with this obedient book. بعضهم قال ما يفعل شيء خلاص يترك خلاص. والبعض الآخر قال يكفر كفارة يخرج من هذا النذر. Some scholars said whoever bowed with يعني to disobey then he has nothing to do, he just ignore it. Some other ulama they said no, he has to do kafara yamin. Taf'am ajratun safi. To feed him poor people. Hatta yakun radi' lahu an fi'l mithla dhalik. So this would be a type of preventive for him not to do this again. Yeah? لكن على كل حال النذر عبادة لا ينبغي صرفها إلا لله. In a way that vowing is a type of worship. must not be for other than Allah. And بعض الذين يقولون نذرا للولي نذرا علي الولي أن إذا شوف يا مريضي أذبح شاة. Some people say I vow for the wali, for the sake of the wali. If my son is cured, I will slaughter a sheep. Yeah? Had a sheep. This is considered to be sheep. Whoever wants to vow, let him to go then to the Allah. But if he vows the other than Allah, then it's sheep. And as we said, that we should not go at all because vows cannot change nothing. On the destiny of the person. Allahu A'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak, ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. لا. No, I said if he goes to fast, he has to fast. If the thing that he goes for is just. If he has different ways. Yani if he vows that if I get cured of this illness, I will fast Mondays the 3rd of Dhu-Qa'dah, which is just the one. He يعني determine the day, decide the day that you want to fast. And today evening he was cured. Alhamdulillah. So what he should do now? He fast Monday. But coming Monday came and he did not fast. What should he do? Here we say that he has to feed 10:40. 10:40. Now? But if he vowed to fast a day is a day, all the life until he died, then. So he got to fast a day. Now, if he can specify the thing that he wants to do, and this, the time or whatsoever of it has gone, because it has gone. So now, also, if you go to do something that usually humans cannot do. Now? Or usually people like him, and he vowed, saying, if I am cured of this illness, right, I will kill all the lions in the world. It's not possible. Then what do? Once you are cured, you feed 10:40. Now, if he said that if I am cured of this illness, I will climb the highest building in London and jump over. You know, this is not allowed. It is haram. You are going to kill yourself. If he said if I am cured, I will give the position of Prime Minister to Hussein. Is he able to do that? Immediately once you are cured, you feed them cookies. If you are unable, then you fast 3 days. Because it is treated like yamin, like sword. لفصل النحل سنة تبين روب 3 days إذن عند بومبي. نعم يا دعاء الاثنين سنة لأن كان يعني لو صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد الدعاء ميت لقضاء as a middle of the between the heavens and earth and they push each other أما نسيب الدعاء وش القضاء له نعم الدعاء الاثنين سنة الله تعالى سيد ادعوني استجب لكم call me I will respond to you الله تعالى said اما يجيب المضطر اذا دعاه ويكشف السوء الهم مع الله who responds to the call of the one who is in harm or who removes the harmony from people. Exactly that other than Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلِيُؤْمِنَ بِي. Allah Ta'ala said in the آية الْبَقَرَةِ O Muhammad, if my slaves ask you about me, then I'm close to them. Let them call me and I will respond to them. So the dua is nothing nice. The dua is the greatest worship. And Allah Ta'ala likes it. But the problem with people in regard to the dua, they make the dua once, twice, 10 times, 1,000 times. It does not happen what they want. They make dua many times, nothing wrong. Yes, true, nothing happens. The physical life. But you don't know the qadr, the destiny, what was it? Maybe Allah Ta'ala pushed away from you some more serious harmony was coming, was approaching you. He stopped it. Just because of your du'a. He did not know this. He did not know this. Now, as a believer, you have to believe. What is the meaning of believer? Believer, you believe in the unseen. You have to believe. As the Prophet ﷺ told us, when one of you subjugates his Lord, he should not then say, I have asked my Lord this time, nothing happened. And he ﷺ then said to him, that it might be a greater harmfulness pushed away from him. Or, that Allah Ta'ala says it for him as a reward for the Akhirah. Because you might be somebody who has less worship than this. So this dua now comes to be your saving for the Akhirah. Now, and the Akhirah will come and say, where did this reward come from? I did not do much in the option of worship. It is your dua. But dua and being patient with the response. Not dua and being annoyed, oh, I've made dua so many times, nothing happened. That's why. Okay? Any other? Football. Thank you. Well, I say what his friend advised him is 100% correct. There are different opinions for the scholars in regard to listening to the Quran. Some of them say that you cannot listen to the Quran except with attention. You have to pay attention to the Quran while listening to it. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, when you put it on Quran, the Quran will have your answer. Because Allah Ta'ala says, in the Quran, whatever the Quran is recited, and then listen and pay attention. So that you may be fulfilling this. But some others of the ulama of tafsir, they say that this ayah is resulted in the prayer, instead of prayer, in the prayer, and that is a further opinion. And if we look to the people's lives today, they either listen to Quran or they put their headphones and listen to music, and it does not disturb them. You hear that the pilot listens to music while he's young, and the engineer listens to music while he's young. Although it is a matter of annoying and disturbing, but yet they still can for it. Why Quran cannot be? Quran is more better than, and it's definitely help in focus. Quran and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala definitely help focusing on what you do. So the trouble of the world is that yes, the person can listen to Quran, can play Quran while he is working, or in the woman in the house working, and even when she is cleaning the house in the river, makes noise. You still, she can't play the Quran because there is no proof that Quran must not be recited or listened to or played, except if you are supposed to focus on it. And that's the line. But totally not correct. Totally not correct. Definitely, if you recite the Quran with understanding, will be highly rewarded and affect more highly. But we see many people recite the Quran or listen to the Quran and they don't understand, but they get an effect. Their iman increases and their fear. They try to do now because the Quran itself has an effect. Has an effect. The important thing is that you listen to the Quran or you say the Quran because you believe that it is the word of Allah, speech of Allah, and you decided so that you wonder you are. And the Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith. قل الماهر بالقرآن مع الكرام استفى والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه الشرف فله أجران. لو أنه يسأل القرآن fluently he'll come to the direction with the angel كرام استفى, and who recites the Quran facing difficulty understanding it will have double reward. Yeah. So, of course, reciting the Quran with understanding the meaning, this would be the greatest. But reciting the Quran, even without understanding it, but reciting it, at the best of what you can, in the wilderness of faith. Others say he's cutting it perfectly, but at the best of your ability, you are definitely in your office. And it will affect in your remarks. Allah.
Who is the best time to make
dua? The best time to make dua is all the day and night. Anytime. But there are some times, the chances of acceptance of dua in them is more than other than that. Like, between the Adhan and the Qamah, when the rain is falling. When the Imam climbs the member on the day of Jummah, when he starts climbing, when he comes to climb the member, that is time for the hour. And there is an hour on Friday. It is not different which hour it is, but most of the ulama say it is more likely the last hour of Friday. Now? What is that? Last hour of Friday, before sunset. 1 hour before sunset. When you are fasting. When you are struggling. On the day of Arafah. Right? On the last third part of the night, before Fajr, when you're awake before Fajr, you make dua. All these times are, but it does not mean that in other than these times, dua is not accepted. No. But here it is more possible to be accepted. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa baraka ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.